MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, July 31, 2025. 1 month and counting, and the strike continues. And another lane closure on Route 128. Rainy, mid-70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 4:54 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, it's been nearly a month since the Teamsters Local 25 went on strike, and an end remains out of sight. The union and Republic Services, the trash hauler for Gloucester, Manchester-by-the-Sea, and other communities, have not negotiated since July 18, when they met with a federal mediator. They remain at odds over wages, whether employees should be able to take the union's health care over Republic's, and a clause that would prevent Republic from punishing Teamsters over actions taken during the strike. Teamsters Local 25 President Tom Murray said in a statement Wednesday that Republic has refused to meet again since the last negotiation session. Gloucester Times reporter Ethan Foreman writes today that Cape Ann residents who got caught up in traffic this week heading southbound on Route 128 face a left lane closure today. Massachusetts Department of Transportation said crews are scheduled to be out again today along the busy highway in the morning and early afternoon. There will be a temporary left lane closure from 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. on Route 128 southbound between exits 49 and 47 in Beverly and Manchester-by-the-Sea, according to MassDOT. MassDOT said the closure is necessary to allow crews to safely and efficiently perform tree trimming, selective tree removal, and overgrowth clearing in the area. All work is weather-dependent and is subject to change without notice, according to MassDOT. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Dave Rogers writes in the Newburyport Daily News, an Andover man accused of pushing down a 77-year-old local resident and stealing his car last Friday was ordered held without bail pending a dangerousness hearing following Wednesday's arraignment in Newburyport District Court. 46-year-old David L. Agneta was charged with two counts of carjacking and assault and battery of a person over 60 or disabled. Judge Peter Doyle scheduled the dangerousness hearing, which determines whether a subject is held in custody pending trial, for August 6. He also ordered Agneta not to have any contact with his alleged victim. And Amanda Lurie writes on itemlive.com, Peabody community members were invited to a community discussion Wednesday evening at Higgins Middle School to discuss the impacts of bullying and how mental health is affecting Peabody's youth. This conversation has been ongoing in Peabody since May, when Higgins Middle School 8th grader Jason Bernard died by suicide due to bullying. The over 100 attendees had the opportunity to spend 35 minutes in any of the five classrooms ready to discuss one of the following topics: community partnerships and resources, parent support and resources, youth in 2025, school-based offerings, and story sharing. While some attendees stayed in their desired topic's room the entire time, nobody was tied to that sole topic and everyone was able to move freely between classrooms. Red Sox 13, Twins 1, they're off today. Boston hosts Houston tomorrow night for the start of a homestand. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom Nicastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.